but I would have loved to have seen the movie, at least with Philip and Pierce and, some of the people who worked on the film. We all worked quite hard for it. That would have been nice. And I know recently Pierce was honored at Mill Valley. And again, you know, would have been nice to be there.
Yeah.
And help, you know?
If a movie is good, I'm of the opinion that it's enhanced. It always feels better when you see it with a sharp, knowledgeable audience, as Mill Valley tends to be. It really makes it feel really special.
Of course.
So, all right. So anyway, so you wanted to kind of savor some kind of big screen vibe. So you decided to go out to the Kent.
Yeah. So I live in Brooklyn, and my husband and I were at dinner Friday night, the night the movie came out, and I thought, oh my gosh, why don't we have our own little quote unquote premiere, right? Like, why don't I invite some friends and family and like all go to the theater, see it in the big screen together. And that's what we decided to do.
How many friends and family? Well, how many people went out all together besides you and your husband?
So we invited a bunch of people, but because it was last minute, we were able to get five. So it was like mostly family, my brother, his brother and wife.
Okay.
So there was five of us all, right? Is that right? Yeah, five of us all together that went out that day.
It was like kind of spur of the moment, super, you're saying?
Super rainy.
Oh, really?
Sunday afternoon. It was like, it was only playing, we wanted to go on Sunday, and it was only playing at noon.
Only playing at noon?
At noon. That was the only time it was playing.
They had it booked there for the first and only, it was the only weekend, right? 7 days or whatever it was?
Yeah, I don't know how many days it played, but I know that the first weekend, we didn't go Friday night, but on Sunday there was only one showing.
Okay.
Yes.
And they made a decision, no evening screenings to the best of your knowledge. There was nothing, not even the first.
Not on Sunday.
Okay.
Maybe there was one on Friday, but I didn't check because it was too late for us to go.
Okay, all right.
And then when we showed up to the theater, you know, again, it was pouring rain.
What's it like out there, by the way? I've never really been to the Kent. I don't know. I know, but it's not really Coney Island, right? It's somewhere.
It's not Coney Island. It's on Coney Island Avenue, but I can't remember the name of the neighborhood, but it's like, it's deep Brooklyn, but it's also an area that's not very heavily trafficked. You know, it's a very sort of residential and like old school Brooklyn neighborhood. Not a lot of people are hanging out there. Certainly not a lot of, like, it's not a big artsy crowd, you know? And I believe the other movies that were playing there were like, Wish and, you know, some of the other bigger, movies that are playing everywhere.
By the way, I happen to read somewhere that it's an old theater. I may have been obviously upgraded, but it's like 100 years old. Is that true?
It might be, yeah. I'm not sure. I've never been there before. I mean, I grew up in New York, and I never heard of it. So,
okay, all right.
I'm sure it's been there for a long time, but it's not an area that I frequent often.
Okay.
So
you all come, and you've all got your umbrellas, and you're standing outside and saying, hey, how are you?
There was like a 15-year-old kid like unchaining, opening the theater up, because I guess we got there at like 11:30, and I think the first screenings started at around 12 for all the other movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I wanted to buy tickets for Fast Charlie, and he was like, what? And I was like, we're here to see Fast Charlie. He's like, I have to go ask and see if we can show it, because it's not one of our most popular movies.
Oh, that's nice to say. Okay.
It was very funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, he obviously didn't know that I was in it. We had a good chuckle, my family and I, and they have a little arcade inside, so we hung out inside and played some games while we waited for them to tell us if they were going to actually be able to show it or not. And once they said they would, we bought treats and went into the theater. We were the only people in the theater. We had to remind them that we were sitting there because it didn't start at noon. So we like went back out and said, hey, we're ready to start it. And then they did, and they had forgotten to turn down the house lights. And we again went out and said, hey, can you turn down the house lights?
They didn't turn the house lights down when the film started?
No.
Okay.
I mean, again, this is like, felt like it was very like afterthought.
How was the sound? Could you hear it clearly?
We could hear it. Yeah. However, we could also hear the sounds of the other movie next door, because it's a very old theater.
Oh, yeah. That's called sound attenuation. I remember that from my exhibition.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. But it was wonderful. And we had a, you know, we had a great time, and everybody who saw it with me was seeing it for the first time, and they loved it, and they had a great time seeing the film, and they were really excited to have gotten to see it on the big screen, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's nice. At least so it turned out well at the end of the day. At least they were nice about it. And did the 15-year-old kid, did you happen to exchange names?
I know. He didn't tell me his name. I know he went to get, like, a what I'm assuming is a manager or somebody, you know, maybe an owner or somebody in the theater who, like, was actually, you know, running the place to get them to show it. I was wondering, the fact that they couldn't show it had something to do with how many projectionists they had, or if maybe they hadn't even shown this film at all that weekend, right? So maybe they didn't even have it set up or something. I don't know.
Well, didn't the 15-year-old kid claim that we are not sure about screening it because it has not been one of our most popular films?
Yes.
This is 2 days after it opened.
It's not exactly. Correct. So yeah. It wasn't high demand.
That's really, okay.
Very, I mean, hard to find, right? I mean, you know, one theater in all of New York City, and it's going to be in deep Brooklyn. Like, that makes it really difficult for people, I think.
So is there any kind of small, I'm just kind of curious, because I used to live in Brooklyn myself, near the Montrose stop on the L line.
Okay.
Is there any theaters in your neck of the woods or anywhere near you that is has, you know, kind of a theaters that show, you know, classic or older films, or, you know, kind of repertory type of films, or is it all big plexes?
Oh my gosh. No, there's quite a few. We have a really small theater near us called the Cobble Hill Cinemas, and they show all kinds of films, artsy films and big blockbuster films as well.
Huh, okay.
There's also a bunch of, there's two Alamo draft houses close by, and they show all sorts of films.
Okay.
So yeah, there's plenty of movies.
So they should have booked it in either the Cobble Hill or the Alamo. That would have been perfect.
I think somewhere a little more populated would have been helpful. Yeah.
Show a little, and as I was saying in a recent column, you know, that it's not just numbers, it's not just bookings. It's if you don't feel emotion and some passion about the movie,
right.
I don't care if you think it's a good film or if you think it's a great film. You have to care. You have to. That's what show business is. You got to have a little feeling, you know.
Yes, agreed, 1,000%. And it's a film that, you know, inspires that. You know, it's a very like sense. There's heart to it, and there's obviously Pierce Brosnan is not nobody. He's a bit of a movie star.
Yeah,
I think people would go out and see his films.
Anyway, well, okay. I'm just glad you guys at least had the moment, and they were polite about it, which is, you know.
The theater itself was very nice. They were very accommodating. They tried their best. I think they were surprised and taken by surprise, right?
So somebody did recognize you. They realized who they were.
That I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Nobody ever said anything to me.
Okay. All right.
And we definitely were having a good time. We got a lot of candy. We took a lot of photos.
That's great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. Did the manager pose with you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is there any chance you could send me a photo of yourself and your family smiling for the camera? It would just make
Sure. I don't know that we got a group shot, but I'll send you a photo, whatever I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Marina. It's a nice story.
No problem.
In a way.
Thank you for caring for this
I care
film.
Very much. Yeah.
I loved making it. It was really enjoyable and I think it turned out quite good. Yeah.
How far, by the way? I've never actually grilled Philip. It was closer to New Orleans than any other. It's not really Mississippi. It was closer to New Orleans where you shot, right?
Yeah, we shot in New Orleans and then some suburbs of New Orleans. I can't remember the names of the places.
Because I was really entranced by the topography, by the beauty of the area.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
And all those homes on stilts, which I thought were really great.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
Yeah. So, all right, very, very nice speaking to you. And thank you very much for taking the time.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right.
Thanks.
Be well. Take care.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah.